Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, Episode 32, Hopeless to Heal. Enoch Paul delivered this message on July 22nd, 2018.
Believe your word more than our feelings, more than the things that are around us. And especially as we talk about healing, Father, I pray that you'd shut me down. And Holy Spirit, that you would speak to me, for me, and through me. And I pray that every person here would receive something from you, something tangible, oh God, that they can take it and use it as a weapon every time, oh God, the devil brings some kind of doubt and fear, that they would use it. Father, I thank you. This is your glory. This is for your glory and honor, oh God, that we be walking in health and, Lord, walking in wealth, walking in wisdom, walking in power, dominion, and authority, walking in favor, and walking with all the fruits dwelling in and through us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take over, Lord. I give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for praying for me the last, last 2 weeks I've been praying, pray for my years. Do you remember that? Yeah. So thank you so much for praying. I appreciate your prayers. Let me start with this joke. Talk about hearing. So a healing pastor came to the church, and after he preached, there was a long line, you know, altar call, there was a long line to see him. And he saw somebody he knew. He's like, so the pastor asked this man, "What's wrong with you, Bubba?" And Bubba said, "I need you to pray for my hearing." The pastor put his hands on Bubba's ears and prayed. And when he was done, he asked, so how's your hearing now? Bubba said, "I don't know. It isn't until next Tuesday." And for those who didn't understand that, somebody can explain that to you. All righty. So, Rivka, it is about 10:40. How long do I have? Seriously. I don't know. The Lord's leading. I'm just opening my mouth and speaking. Alrighty, excellent. Praise the Lord. So what I'm going to do, next time I'll have time, I can put some PowerPoints so you guys can follow. So here are the topics that I'm going to talk about. I want to lay some foundation, and then I'm going to start building on that. But then I'm going to come to the meat, which is my main topic that I want to talk about. So the first topic I'm going to talk about is, what is healing? What is healing? Well, we all sometimes need a refresher. Okay, what in the world is healing? Okay, what does God say about that? So we'll talk about what is healing. And then number two, why is this important? Why is this important? You know, in the church world, this is one of the hot topics, right? To be healed. So number two, why is this important? Number three, what are God's thoughts on healing? What does he think about healing? Number four, the purpose of healing. So why do we need healing? Number five, hindrances to healing. This is what I want to focus on. We all have heard this so many times, time and time again. You know, we've come to the altar and got prayed over and got healed and restored. And, you know, sometimes, you know, this is a lingering too long, you know. So we want to focus on the hindrances of to healing. This is where I'll dwell on more. So the first four topics, I'm going to breeze through. And then the process of healing, the last one, number six, process of healing. Yeah, we got it?
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, right. And then I'll finish off. All righty, praise the Lord. So what is healing? Healing is a process of making or becoming sound or healthy again. Webster's original 1828 dictionary says it's restoring to the sound state, the act of covering, being covered with goodness, health, prosperity, purity. It not only involves getting out of sickness, but getting into abundant health. So healing is not only, hey, I don't have these symptoms anymore. Healing is, now I feel great. I can go for a jog. You know, it's not only going from the negative to zero. You're crossing the zero to going to the positive. That is healing, right? If I have fever, you know, and I pray for, and ask for healing, and God heals me. Oh, now the fever's gone, the temperature's gone, but I'm so weak. No. Healing is you are strong, you are healthy, you feel vigorous, vitality is in you. That's healing. Yeah? All right. Healing can be of different types, areas. Tanya hit it perfectly. You know, we have the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. The physical, obviously, the aches and pains and disease, you know, wounds. Emotional can be disappointment, depression, hurt feelings that's inside. Did you know that emotional healing might sometimes be a long process? Jeez, I think my ears are small. This thing keeps moving around. Praise the Lord. So emotional healing, disappointment, depression, hurt feelings, woundedness in the heart, you know. Sometimes that can be a hindrance to you receiving physical healing. Interesting, sometimes when Jesus talked about, here's a lame man or the paraplegic, and he's like, your sins are forgiven, and the people are like, what? He's disabled. He needs healing in his body. But God, Jesus, in his sovereign wisdom, knows exactly where the crux of the matter is. Many a times, we don't deal with this. We are thinking, here's the problem. We're trying to solve the problem here. And Jesus says, fix this. And when we fix this, that major issue, that sickness is gone physically. So physical, emotional, and the last, spiritual. Spiritual is bitterness, unconfessed sin, broken spirit. Oh my goodness. By the way, you are not a physical being. I see, you know, I can go and touch, you know, Miss Cheryl. But she is not a physical being. We are all spiritual being, and we are in this vessel. That is the physical, the body. So when you die, your spirit's still alive.
Yes.
The vessel is buried because it starts stinking, you know. The vessel is buried, but you are now a living being. So you are not a physical being, you're a spiritual being. It is very important to understand that the spiritual healing is most important. Bitterness, unconfessed sin, broken spirit. If you've had a... And I've talked to a lot of guys whose fathers were abusive, you know, verbally, physically, you know, it breaks the spirit. And you read a lot about that in the Proverbs, the broken spirit, you know. You can't build it up. You can't build it up. God has to heal it in the inside.
Yeah.
And that's why God wants our spirits to be broken for the sin issue, the problems being contrite, so he can rebuild it. God is in the business of rebuilding. So physical, emotional, and spiritual. What's healing? That's done. Praise the Lord. Took 5 minutes. Number two, why is this important? Why is it important? And by the way, because healing is such a wide topic, you can go so many different directions. But I asked the Lord, this is too big a topic to talk about, and I have limited time. And so God told me to use my life experiences. So all that I am talking to you is from my life experiences of my physical, emotional, spiritual healing. And these were important. Now, you may, if I give you 5 points, you may have 3 other points that were very relevant and important and valid in your life. And so you can jot that down and have that as your notes to go through in life. But I'm giving you some of the things that I've noticed in my personal life and the life of others that were very important. So why is healing important? Number one, it is God's nature. It's God's nature. It's God's nature to heal. What's his name? Tanya said that. His name is Jehovah Rapha. And you know what Rapha literally means? God has healed. No, I'm not going to. God has healed. An interesting thing, in the Bible, he gives you permission. What was his name when Moses asked, oh, who do I say is calling these Israelites out? Who do I say? What is his name?
I am.
That's an odd name, don't you think? I am.
Yes.
You're what? I am. You won't. I am. You know what God's telling you? Fill in the blank.
Yes.
You have financial problems? I am. Jehovah Jireh. You have healing? You don't need healing? I am. You need protection? I am. Nisi. I'm lonely. I am. Shama. And there's much, much more. And that's just the Father, heart of God. Talk about Jesus. Talk about, you know, I had a list. I think it's, God told me to write down, you know, whenever I hear God, I'll ask God, what are you to me in this situation? You know, some situations, things happen, and I'll hear it and I'll write it down. One of the things that He has given me as His, Him, who He is to me, is He's my enabler. He enables me to do everything. And by the way, all of those character traits that He gives of who He is to me is all in the Bible.
Amen.
There are thousands. And it's up to you to dig it out and say, I'm going to take that and use it. Because He is the great I am. And the reason He left it is for you to fill it up and receive what you need.
Amen.
And to get what you want. Hey, we all talk about needs. God's into the wants too. Abundance.
Amen.
Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord, your healer. Use that. If you use just that, my goodness, you will live in health and healing and prosperity. Number two, why is this important? Because that's His original purpose. To be whole. When He made Adam and Eve and put them in the garden, they were healthy. They were healthy. They were strong. I mean, the whole Garden of Eden, one man. No tractors.
Amen.
No tillers. One man. He was strong. He was so strong, God operated him, cut him up, and he was sleeping sound asleep. Can you imagine? He didn't need any anesthesia. You know, just go on, sleep, brother. Cut it up. So, Adam was strong. That's our original purpose. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. That word image is likeness, resemblance, representation. So I want you to think of this in terms of healing. You can't be sick if God's not sick.
That's right.
If He is in health, that's your birthright. That's you.
Amen.
That's His original purpose. I am made in the likeness. You know, some commentators would say, oh, that means in the spirit, not the physical. Well, we're looking for commentary here. You said it in the word. You didn't explain it. I'm taking it for face value.
Amen.
I'm in your likeness. You got cancer, Lord? No. I don't have cancer either.
Praise God.
Yeah. You got to take that stand and receive it.
Yes.
1 John 4:17, one of my favorite verses. And He, Jesus, as He is in heaven,
yes,
so are we here on earth.
Yes.
Jesus has no disabilities or sickness, and He sits at the right hand of God, healthy,
amen,
strong. They said the only wounds that He has on His body are the nail-pierced hands and feet. And I thought, why would you keep that? Just to remind the price He paid. But He is not living in sickness, disease,
right,
ill health. No, He is not. So if the word says that as He is in heaven, 1 John 4:17, so am I here on earth.
Yes.
He's saying, I'm giving you a blank check.
Amen.
Why don't you use it? Number three, why is it important? It is our full potential. It helps us rule and reign with dominion and authority. Because Psalm 115:16 says, the heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth He has given to the children of men.
Amen.
You know, we are called to rule and reign and have dominion, power, and authority here on earth.
Yes.
It is a fact.
Yes.
A lot of people live the opposite. They live in the whims and what the world brings to them. We don't have to. We are called to live with dominion, power, and authority. The earth is ours. Oh, you know, you heard this argument they say about how if God is real and He's alive, why does He allow sin? You know? People think God's in control of the world. He's not.
Right.
He is not. He is not in control of the world. We are.
Yes.
He said, the heavens are mine. Adam, have at it, the whole earth. That's yours. You and your descendants. Now you can give it away. And the devil said, oh, I guess I have a plan. Yes. And Adam gave it away. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, alrighty. I knew that. Because I'm the lamb slain at the foundation of the world. Yes. I knew that. We got it ready. Adam came, Lord, what do I do? I've lost it. Take it care of.
Amen.
He came on the cross, put his foot on the devil. He said, give it back to me.
Amen.
Turned around. Where's that Adam? Adam is still hiding behind the bushes. And he said, here you go, son. You and I have power, dominion, authority. That's why it says, speak to the mountains.
Yes.
Well, what's the mountain going to do? It's going to obey.
Yes.
Why? The word says, is that enough? Oh, yeah,
yes.
It's enough. So you have to recognize this. Remember the other sermon that I said, your mindset. You've got to renew your mindset. You've got to start thinking like Jesus.
Yes.
You've got to start thinking like Jesus. It wasn't seasoned. The figs were not there. Cursed are you. You'll never bear fruit. But poor fig tree. But what happened? Shriveled up and died. Why? God's telling you, you have the same power, dominion, authority. In fact, greater things you will do. Think in terms of health. You not only have the power to look into the mirror and tell yourself, you are healed.
Amen.
Give yourself an altar call, an offering, receive healing, and walk out.
Amen.
You don't need somebody else. You can do it. Why? You have power, dominion, and authority.
Amen.
Amen. We cannot fulfill our responsibilities if you are sick. God wants you healed and whole so you can walk about here on the earth healed and whole, and go about healing and making others whole. You can go and say, let me pray for you. Sorry, I've been having this cough for like 5 days. No, that don't make sense. Healer, heal yourself, right? So I have to be healed and whole so I can go and make others whole and healed in themselves, yeah? Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Amen.
God did not intend the sickness on mankind. His intentions are for us to be fruitful, multiply, increase, prosperous,
yes.
Profit, govern, rule, and replenish.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That means sickness ain't allowed.
That's right.
Sickness is not allowed. I think sometimes I lapse into some African-American, you know, ain't allowed, you know. I love that, you know, hallelujah, glory. I notice that only when I preach it, you know. I don't know. Hallelujah. Number four. Why is healing important? It is our birthright. It is our birthright. You were given the power of attorney when Jesus won that battle on the cross. You were given the power of attorney. In other words, you are his representative. You know what power of attorney is. You can sign off. If somebody says, I'm making you power of attorney, this house belongs to you. You can sign that off. You can sell that house. You are as if that person.
Yes.
Which means you have power and authority. 1 Peter 2:24. It talks about Jesus, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. You're not going to be healed in 20 years. You were healed. It's a done deal. The power of attorney is given. It's done.
Yes.
It was paid for on the cross. I can't earn it. Hey, I love that song. I can't earn it. I don't deserve it. It was purchased for me.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 53:5, one of my favorite verses. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Am I going to be healed someday?
No.
We are healed. I don't have to wait for my healing. It's already here.
Amen.
Do you remember I... told Juanita, Ms. Juanita, you are healed, and you're walking towards healing.
Yes.
Yeah? Amen. And sometimes there's a process, and we'll come to that. Third section. What are God's thoughts about healing? What are God's thoughts about healing? It's important to know what He thinks about it, because sometimes we get confused. We have our own notions about what healing is and what it is, what it is not. And we'll come and deal with some of the things that the world can bring to us that we receive, accept, and live in it, and dwell in it, and see there's no healing, and then we think, oh, God is not really alive. God doesn't exist, because see, I am not being healed. We're going to talk about that. We want to know exactly what God thinks, because we want His thoughts, right? Amen. I want to think like Jesus, talk like Jesus, process like Jesus, act like Jesus, react like Jesus. So I want to know what His thoughts are. Acts 10:38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil.
Yes.
So here, very simple fact. We don't want to confuse it. We don't want to complicate the word.
Right.
Simple fact, God wants to heal and restore all people.
Amen.
Hey, that means all. It don't matter if it is a big sickness or a small fever, all diseases.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 8, verse 3, and also in Luke 5:13, Jesus reached out and touched this man who had leprosy. Oh, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out and touched him. I am willing, he said, be healed. And instantly, the leprosy disappeared.
Yes.
So God is not only ready and wants to heal, He's ready and willing to heal.
Yes.
He's ready and willing because He wants you to walk here on earth like He is walking in the streets of golden heaven. Because we are kingdom people, we are like the King here on earth. Right?
Right.
As it is in heaven, so here on earth. Now here's something. We are seeing something here. Maybe we are kingdom people. We shouldn't bring or live in the environment of the world. I don't know about the people out there in the street. I don't want to live in the environment of the world. Negative, sinfulness, sickness, disease. I bring my own atmosphere. And what is my atmosphere? The atmosphere of heaven. Remember? As it is in heaven, so here on earth. Right? That's the Lord's Prayer. He taught His disciples. That's the Lord's Prayer. Let your will be done. What is His will? We are reading about that. So, when I go into a situation, I bring the atmosphere with me.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, you can go into a bar room. I'm not saying go there, but you can go into the bar room and people should start dropping down with their beer bottles, drop it out and start weeping. You're not even looking at them. You know that's what happened to Smith Wigglesworth?
Yeah.
He would get into a train and he would go to his seat, and as he's walking down the aisle, left and right, people are weeping. They don't even know why. They don't even know why. There are scores of cities here on this earth. They're called transformation cities, where people drive, and about 10 miles before they get into the city, they're passing through, they're feeling this warmth, their goodness. And as they go into the city, as they get into the streets and drive through, they're going somewhere else, they have this sense of cleanliness. They are weeping. They are like feeling the presence of God. They get out of the city and they're going to their destination. And they're like, what was that about? Did you know there are towns and cities like that? By the way, there's no police in those cities because the police don't have work. No crime. No crime. Every business. Every business, there are some in South America, Gloria a Dios, every business is like, sheesh, so owned by the same businessman? Yeah, Jesus, yeah. Everybody has Gloria a Dios, Gloria a Dios. There are atmospheres that we can bring down.
Amen.
And because we are kingdom people, we will.
Amen.
Think about healing. When we bring the atmosphere of heaven, sickness can't exist.
Amen.
Amen. God is ready, God is willing, He wants to heal and restore. Number four, the purpose of healing. The purpose of healing. Luke 4:18 says, the Spirit of, this is Jesus talking, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Why? What is the purpose of healing? Perfect answer here. Why did Jesus come? He didn't come to just preach on a pulpit and say, fill the church. He didn't come for that. He came to proclaim the good news, to set people free on the inside, to set the captives free, to bring recovery, healing, health, to set free people who are oppressed. Why? The purpose is so we can be in unhindered relationship with God. You know, the heart of God is this. He wants to walk with you and me just like He walked with Adam in the cool of the day. What a perfect sight that is. When He holds your hand, He walks in the cool of the day, and there is no off topic. You're just spending time with Him. You are in love. It's like the holy romance, walking together, hand in hand, heart in heart. You know, both one heart, mind, walking and having a conversation. That is God's original plan for man. That's why we have the same likeness. And sickness, disease, sin actually brought that separation, but Jesus brought it back together. So the purpose of healing is so I can live in an unhindered relationship with God, walking with Him, talking with Him, being whole and healed. Who doesn't want to be whole and healed? We'll talk about that. Purpose of healing is so I can be the most effective for Him. Most effective. When Jesus walked on the earth, now you might say, oh, He didn't have a lot of riches or a lot of followers, a lot of people even rejected Him. But, you know, He walked in such complete, astounding relationship with the Father. He didn't even eat some days. Oh, you haven't eaten. This is my food. I got people here. He was in such perfect oneness with the Father. And you and I can have the same relationship because of Jesus. The purpose of healing is so we can walk that walk. You can't go and tell, you know, when you're going for a revive or even you meet somebody, you can't tell, you can have the relationship with God, that oneness with Him, if you yourself don't have it. If you yourself don't experience it physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Because you don't know what you're talking about. But if you have that, you can share that. By the way, only when you have it in the real sense can you be most effective. Because you don't talk out of the head knowledge, but a heart revelation. Right? A heart revelation. And you can have that. Mark 14:36. This is again talking about Matthew 14:36. They begged Him, Jesus, to let the sick touch at least the fringe of His robe, and all who touched Him were healed. The fringe of the, I mean, He's just walking around. And people are like, woo, I touched His robe, I'm healed, I'm restored. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? My goodness. You know, like, people are pulling the healing out of Him. What does that mean for us? What is the purpose of healing? So we can help others be healed. You want to be healed so you can set others free. You can't live in sin and say Jesus is a savior, you know. You can't. Remember in the mindset, we change our mindset. You are not a sinner saved by grace. You are not. And that is a lie that's being propagated throughout the church. You are not a sinner saved by grace. It's an oxymoron. You can't be a sinner and a saint. The moment Jesus came inside you and you became born again, you're a saint. Amen. I don't feel like saved. So what? You ain't nothing to do with feelings. You don't feel married? Look at the woman. You're married. Look at the man. You're married. You don't feel like him. But feelings got nothing to do with that. Right? We are here to set other people free. If Jesus did that, he set the captives free, he healed, restored, then we are doing the same thing too. We are called for that. I was made. The other day I was driving, and I was thinking about my life and how God has just come and touched my life so much. I said, thank you so much for making who I am. In this day and time, what if God had put me in 18th century? Yeah. Yeah. God put me in this day and time and age and put within me all of his goodness. And he said, go forth. Rule and reign. Multiply just like Jesus. You and I are called to release the captives, to help others be healed. And because that will increase the kingdom. You'll start thinking like the king, acting like the king. Why do we need healing? What's the purpose of healing? So we can be most effective, and they, the people that you come across and touch, can be most effective. Hey, sometimes those people are right, our own loved ones and relatives who we kind of feel obnoxious, right? Woo, Lord, save him or her. All right, now the main section, the meat of the section. Like I said, these are some of my personal experiences and things that I have seen in my life that God has taught me. And you guys can have some more points that you have, insights, but these are my personal examples. So I'm not picking on anybody here. Just want to let you know, because I felt the Lord was saying, just make sure you tell them. Hindrances to healing. Number one, unbelief. Simple, right? Jesus talked about unbelief so much. Jesus never rebuked his disciples for making mistakes. He rebuked them for unbelief. Whenever he even called them, oh, you perverted generation. Perverted. Jesus, the boat's rocking. How long am I going to be with you? When are you going to learn? Right? Unbelief. And unbelief can be your own unbelief, and it can be what others feed you. Unbelief can be your own through ideas, notions, and it can be what others feed you. We got to watch out. Mark chapter 5 and verses 35 to 42. This is Jairus' daughter. So while Jesus was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. And he allowed, verse 37, and he allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, why are you making such a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, only sleeping. And they laughed at him. But he put them all aside, outside, took the child's father and mother and those who were with him, went to him where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said, Talitha kumi, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. And immediately the girl woke up and began walking. I read this scripture and these things popped out. Number one, the people around said, don't bother the teacher, your daughter is dead. What would you and I do? And I'm not saying as a kingdom person, if we are people of the world, what would we do? We resign to our, oh yeah, dead. In case you do. A little wife says, go lay your hands on the dead and pray. And there are like 100 people around. Jeez, Lord, if nothing happens, I'd be embarrassed. People think I'm crazy. They'll label me. Oh, he's one of those fundamentals. Remember? You go through all of it. Renewed mind. So, your daughter is dead. Okay? Then he didn't even take all of his 12 disciples. I don't know why, but he just took Peter, James, and John. You know, Jesus had a circle. He had the three who were always with him. He even let them come with him when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration to see this awesome sight. where Moses and Elijah came and had a conversation. He's like, just watch me how I talk to these old folks. And he's talking. Well, that's a privilege. I mean, he was awesome. He was so glorious that Peter didn't know what to say. He's quivering. Let me make an altar for it. And then the wife said, shh, just listen to my son. Hush. Glorious sight. He's got that inner circle, this three who were always with him. And then he has the 12. And then there was the 70 that he sent 2 by 2. And by the way, in that portion where he sends those 2 by 2, the 70 people, they were given authority to cast out demons, the 70. And then there's the bigger group of 5,000 who followed him. He got food, free food. Yeah, who's not going to be there, right? And fish, the original fish and chips by the seaside. My goodness, Jesus loves to cook. I love to cook. I was like, my goodness, that must be tasty. Perfect salt, perfect spices, full, satiated. Oh my goodness. So Jesus had his group of followers. That's why when the Holy Spirit comes on you, Acts 1:8, you shall receive power to be my witnesses, he said. Where? In Jerusalem, right where you are. In Judea. Then outside. And out of, I just went off. Outermost parts of the world. Hey, there's a circle where you have an influence. I have a home. I have my neighborhood. I have my block, my town, my city, my county, my state, my country, my continent, and my world. It's mine, by the way. Mine. You have a purpose. You have a purpose. So make sure that the people that you surround yourself are people of faith. Not saying don't go and engage with unbelievers, but you are the influencer, not them. Right? So the first confession, they said, your daughter's dead. Jesus said, those three, you come with me. And then when he goes to the house, there's a commotion. They were paid wailers. Paid wailers. Yeah, that's what they do, you know. They pay people. They don't have enough people to wail around, cry around, beat their chest like, oh, the little daughter's dead. Was it a son or a daughter? It's a daughter. Okay, get it. They were wailers. And what? They were supposed to wail. But they were laughing at Jesus when he said, she's just sleeping. Laughing. Jesus had to say, out. Sometimes you and I have to say, out. When the devil comes and tells you symptoms and he says, this is not going to work. You're not going to be healed. Look, you still have the symptoms. You don't have to engage and have a conversation. You just say, out. Now. Now having a conversation with you, get out. In Jesus' name, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. You have the power and authority. We have to do that. If you want to see healing, we have to do that. We must drown the noise of the world around. The world will always put you in a bracket. Yeah. We must drown the noise of the world around with the voice of the Word. Noise of the world must be drowned by the voice of the Word. What does the Word say? If the Word says something, I'm going to take it to the bank.
Amen.
Because we are kingdom people. We don't live otherwise. Because Jesus has overcome the world. John 16:30. I can overcome the world. What I'm telling you is this. You are not walking out alone. You are walking with the Spirit of God, with the host of the army right behind you, at your beck and call. All you have to do is open your mouth and declare it. Remember, and I have told this, I'm pretty sure you're bored of hearing this. When they told me my pancreas was shutting, I need to get on insulin. I went to the church, nice people, and I was sharing this. I was naive, didn't know. And the guy said, you're diabetic. I said, no. He said, no, you're diabetic. I said, no. He was in the medical profession, and he looked at me over in church. He said, yes, I believe it, you brother. No, you don't. Liar. Pants on fire. No, you don't. You just told me who I am, but I'm not that. Yes, that's the symptoms. Those are the facts. And those facts are true. I don't live by the truth. I live by the truth.
Amen.
Because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You have to understand. If you don't get anything from my sermon, you have to understand this. We live in a different realm.
Yes. Yes.
We live in a different realm.
Yes.
We walk in a different confession.
Yes.
And only you can stop your healing.
Yes.
You can stop your healing. Even Satan has no power and authority over you.
That's right.
If you have the Spirit of God in you, he ain't even looking at to disturb you. You can allow him. You can allow him. But you don't have to.
Right.
Let me make it easy for you. Say no.
Amen.
Don't allow him to. And he has the same. He's dumb. He's dumb as a doornail. He's got nothing new. He uses the same tactics right from the beginning. Did God really? Are you sure about this? Are you sure about this? And pretty soon you start having a conversation. That woman Eve shouldn't have had a conversation with a man like Adam right beside her. She shouldn't have a conversation with the devil.
That's right.
Sometimes these lonely women have conversation with the devil. And lonely men too. And what do? They invite him. But what if? We're not called for that, beloved. We are not called for that. We don't go looking out for the devil to have a conversation. We are here for an engagement, a relationship, a marriage with Jesus.
Yes.
Walking with him, talking. Why in the world would you waste your time talking to the devil? Because he will bring fear, doubt, unbelief. And these will poison your mind, corrupt your confession, and bring disease.
Yeah.
What the Bible say? He comes to steal, kill, destroy. So are you going to believe him or the world? So after this gentleman told me I was who I was, and I said no, I walked out of the church. I felt a gloom over me, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord so sweetly say, "Son, don't share with anybody, even good Christians, who don't have faith." By the way, his wife is diabetic on insulin. Heavy doses. And I was like, I don't accept it. By the way, it is true, there is no cure for this. But I can tell you, I can do a summer flip, but I'm all wired here. I'm not on any medicine. I eat everything I can. If it's dead and cooked, I'm eating it. Seriously, people think, you know, I'm crazy. Oh, you're doing diet. You know, I've had sweet stuff and my sugar's been normal. Everybody wants to put you in a bracket. You're diabetic. You're sick. Oh, you're a recovering alcoholic. You're disabled. No, 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 no. That's only one bracket. There's only one bracket. I'm the healed.
Amen.
I'm a kingdom person.
Yes.
That's what I receive.
Yes.
My goodness, I got to go on. Number two, hindrance to healing. Lack of the word. Lack of the word. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by or through the word of God. So faith comes by hearing. You know what that means? Continuously hearing. Oh, I heard the word 3 years back. Oh, no, I ate something 3 years back. I ain't surviving for 3 years without food. We got to constantly eat, right? So here, faith comes by hearing. Why does sometimes you pray and you see healing? And sometimes you pray, you just don't see. Oh, God's sleeping, I guess. No, 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 no. You used your faith for last time. You got to replenish.
Yes. Amen.
You got to replenish. Right.
Right?
Right. So you fill up your cup to overflowing so much that the word is all over you.
Yes.
All over you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing continuously. It doesn't reside in the ears, but must pass through the soul, spirit, and then to the body. So here's an insight God gave me. This is true. Try it. My goodness, it looks like I've got a dangling earrings here. Lord, increase the size of my ears.
So,
it doesn't. I tried. But I'm not confessing negatives. Stay there in Jesus' name. How about that? All righty. Because I got power to declare. Amen. All righty. So here's the thing. Try this. Well, let me say, you won't get sick. Praise the Lord. But if you have symptoms, try to align your soul and spirit and body and let it connect to bring you healing. Now, sometimes we tell our bodies, be healed in Jesus' name. Okay? And in the spirit, we put in the word. But the soul is not aligned. What happens if it's not aligned? And connecting the three dots. A cord of three strands are not easily broken. Right? So, that's in Ecclesiastes. So, if you align your soul with the spirit and the body, you may see healings more often. And what is your soul? It's your will, mind, and emotion. My goodness, we're talking a lot about mind, don't you think? Mind. Maybe in the mind. The ears are the organ of response. It's where the choice of obedience is made. By the way, I told you about my ears. 2.5 weeks back, I woke up Sunday morning, and I just couldn't hear. No pain, nothing. I just couldn't hear. I was like, what's happening? I didn't know. So I said, well, maybe some water must have gone in or something like that. By the way, I clean my ears every morning. Take a shower, clean it. So I've never had a wax problem, so there's no wax. It's dry. So I said, this is interesting. I've never had this issue. Come to church, and I'm not petrified, because this can't stay. I told him, this can't stay.
Amen.
It's got to go. I ain't moving. You're moving. Amen. So I came here, and I said, my stereo is out. I have one speaker, so need healing. So I got healing. I got prayed. Nothing happened. Familiar? Nothing happened. But I'm telling myself, you ain't staying in my body. Jesus can hear in both ears. So can I. So I kept at it. Next Sunday I come here. I still can't hear. Oh, by the way, do you remember we sat down there? And I kept looking around. So this is the small group. Donna was there and who else was there? Don Coulterman was there. I kid you not. In this year, I'm hearing honky-tonk piano. Like in the Western movies. Tang, clang, 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 clang. I'm looking at, was it Santos or? I was looking at Santos. And Cindy's talking, you know, she's giving some great insight. I'm like, stop this. And in my left ear, I'm hearing, what was that? I'm hearing bells, like the not church bells, it's the mini train set. Dang, 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 dang. So clang, 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 clang. It's like the Western movie. Dang, 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 dang. I'm thinking, Lord, I hope this is not music from heaven. It's boring. It's annoying. Can we change the channel here? I'm like Cindy's talking. I need to hear, but this is disturbing. Clang, 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 dang, 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 clang, 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 clang. Piano player, stop it. Change the disc. Lord, mute. And so I'm thinking, this is funny. I'm not perturbed. I'm not worried because this has got to go. But I thought this was funny. I said, I got stories for my grandkids. Honky tonk, train set. Honky tonk, train set. And Cindy's talking, and I'm like barely able to, Sandy, barely able to, Cindy.
Sally.
Praise the Lord. My inner ears.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I'm like, this is interesting. So I walk around, you know, when you're having altar calls, I'm walking around. So what's going on, Lord? This is exciting. Because I know you're going to come through. But this is exciting. Because I'm excited to walk with you in this. I am leaving this earth, you know, half, you know, half year gone and this and that. And Tina comes up and says, do you want to get prayed for this? I said, you know, I'm not being arrogant. I don't need prayer right now. I'm healed. I'm healed. I received it last Sunday.
Yes.
I'm not going to keep coming saying, it didn't work. Can you do it again? Can you do it again? Can you do it again? No, I got it. I believed it then. I got it. I spoke over it. I'm just walking to my healing. Anyway, I go, so this is now over a week now. I had some car issues. I had my neighbor come out, a young fella, has two little big kids. He's probably in his mid-30s or something. Young fella, strong. I call him, and he's jump in my car. I had to change my battery. And I look, and he's got a hearing aid in his ears. And I hear, you know what's coming to you, right? You know what's coming for you, right? And I'm like, I'm excited. Woo, you got to get beat, brother. You're not my brother. So I came and told Tina, I said, you know what? I'm hearing this voice of doubt tell me you lost your hearing. Because I don't have anything going on inside my ears. Oh, by the way, that morning, I shouldn't do this. I took a Q-tip and I went deep in till blood came out. Yeah. I said, this is fun. And I told Tina, big mistake. She banned me. She said, you are not touching another Q-tip in your life. I gotta clean my ears. I've done it for years. Just the outside. So here, all these instances, it's gone. Been a week and a half. I don't hear anything. Then things happen. I'm not hearing anything. It's muffled. It's like somebody stuck a finger. And I kept saying, Ephaphra, be opened. Ephaphra, be opened. Stick my own fingers in. Ephaphra, be opened. And then I see my neighbor, young fella with a hearing aid. And guess what? For some reason, in my airport, every other person I see has a hearing aid. I am thinking, oh, the nerve of you, devil. You're telling me that? You're telling me that? The audacity of you showing me that? I'll show you who I am in Christ.
Amen.
So I told Tina, I think the Lord's impressing me that he wants me to go to the ENT. I don't like to go to the doctors, but I felt in my spirit, he said, it's time to go. So I think it was last Thursday. So I go in, was it last Thursday? Yeah, if I'm forgetting the name. It's close to 2 weeks. So I go in, and that morning, I have an appointment in the afternoon. That morning, I'm in the shower, the Holy of Holies, you know. And I hear very clearly, oh, I love his voice. And he comes, he sent the word and healed the disease. So I ask the question, the scripture, he sent his word and healed my disease, you know, Psalm 107:20. What is your word, Lord? Because I'm excited now. He sent his word and healed. What is your word? What is your word? I'm just asking, what are you doing here? This is exciting. You're in partnership with Jesus. You're never at a loss. One man, one woman with God is in the majority. That's why Elijah had to say, Lord, open my servant Gehazi's eyes. Because he's like, we're dead. Look at that Syrian army. He said, open his eyes, Lord. And he sees hosts of heaven lined up. There are more with us than with
them. Yes, amen.
We have the wisdom of God. We can operate in wisdom. We have the insight of the Holy Spirit. He leads us into and counsels us in all truth. Right? The devil has nobody. And he's as dumb as a doornail. We can't be beat.
Amen.
We can't be beat. So I ask for the word, and the word of the Lord comes to me. You always have to ask God for the word, because only the word heals. Not because you desire it, but the word heals. And he sent this. I love it when he sends it something so specific. Psalm 62:1. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. When I read that, it's like, boo! By the way, how did it come? Praise the Lord for godly woman. Like, yeah. When I asked God, I was driving, your text came. And you know, she sends this text, bloop, and I read it. I got it. I gave a fist bump while I was driving. I got healed. I received my healing a week and a half back. I got a confirmation through the word. By the way, you don't get healed because you want healing. You get it because he wants it and confirms it by the word. So get the word in your spirit. Get it in your soul. And your body will always align. Your body is always a follower. Alrighty. Replenish your faith in each instance. For each instance, what are you to me here, Lord? He said, from him comes my salvation, sozo, healing, restoration, prosperity. I said, I got my healing. So I went to the doctor. She looked inside. She flushed out. I have no clue what that was. I said, I didn't even know that was. She's like, yeah, sometimes this happens. But she said, it was so deep inside, covering your eardrum. And when she told me, I knew that I knew this was a test. Because when Pastor asked me to preach on healing, that is when this happened, right? And I said, oh, I see it, Lord. Beautiful plan. So I not only go through the process of healing, know what those hindrances, remove it, and beat the devil at his own game. Right. And I have a testimony here. So I have my stereo, no honky-tonk, no train, clear hearing. And with that, God wants to tell you, you can too. So there is nothing that is impossible in terms of healing. Number two. All right, I got to get going. We dwell too much in sickness, and I'm going to go very fast. We dwell too much in sickness. We think about sickness, talk about sickness, move in sickness, everything about sickness, 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 sickness. Get your mind off of sickness.
Amen.
Talk more about healing. Talk it to yourself.
Yes.
I am the healed. I might have symptoms, but I am the healed.
Yes.
And the symptoms have to go.
Yes.
Next one. Compromising your healing. We're talking about hindrances. So we talked about unbelief, lack of the word, dwelling in sickness. Number four, compromising your healing. There is a difference, beloved, between what is the truth and what is true. What is true is what the doctor tells you. Here's the test. Here are the results. It's true. Right? It's true. Yep, I have these symptoms. But the truth sets you free.
Amen.
As soon as you consider that, you got to say, all right, I see it. Now I'm going to step into the truth. If you don't, you will dwell in what is true, and what is true may not be good for you. Because it says that Abraham considered and saw that she was of old age, right? And then he said, but what did God say? He said, I am going to be a father of nations. He did not turn a blind eye. He did consider, she's old, I'm old. But he said, and so I'm going to choose, the choice is mine, to step into God's word and walk into it.
Right.
Know what's the difference between what is true and true. The other thing I noticed is taking the easier way out. Remember I told you the world will want to put you in a category very quickly.
Yeah.
But Jesus wants to set you free. You are not under any category. And I'm not against people who want to live in that, who say, I have this and this disease. I have this and that. So when, you know, this 8 years back when my pancreas was shutting, I went to the pharmacy and they said, all of your meds are free. I said, what in the world? 90 tablets for 3 months? Free. Yeah, you just pay 1 cent. It's all in the insurance. You don't pay anything. Some people would consider that good luck. Yeah. Free meds. I don't have to pay. Beloved, there's no free stuff in the world. You've got to pay.
That's right.
And in the beginning, I thought, this is great. God, so good to me. I get 3. And it's after 9 tablets, I go, they refill. For good. I said, what is the catch? I don't get it. I don't get it. I was on meds for the first year and a half. Free. You know why? That's a hook, line, and sinker. They want to catch you, reel you in. Because those tablets are not going to help you. Pretty soon you will have to add some more. Your arm and a leg for them. They want to put you in a category. Here, it's free. Metformin for free. But praise the Lord for a godly woman. My wife, she said, mm-mm, you're not going to stay with that band-aid. We're going to heal your body. Because if this body was made by the Lord, he can heal it too.
Yes, amen.
So I rejected that notion. I rejected that notion. I am not diabetic on insulin. I am the healed. And God told me very clearly, 3 years. I said, why? He said, because I'm going to teach you something that you're going to teach for the rest of your life. This is my testimony. God has been kind to me to heal me. That's why when people say, you know, I am sick or I have this disease, I'm disabled. Why would you confess that over you? Why would you do that? They gave you give you free money, a card, you know, put on a car, free parking. You know? No, 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 no. That is the subtle way the world tells. Here's a placard that you can hold for the rest of your life. That's your benefit. Live in it. And I say, no, it was paid for. My banner is he is the Lord. Because if he doesn't, he is not Lord. He is not Lord. He's either a Lord or he's a liar. I'm going to get my dead raised because he did it and he said greater things. But if it doesn't work, I know he's not true. I know for sure he is true. So it will work. It has to work. It has to align itself. It has to bend its knee. That's how I claim my healing. I am not going to bend my knee to the sickness. I'm going to say, you've got to go between you and me. You see who's standing with me? You've got to go. Sickness, you've got to go. Condition, symptoms, you've got to go. That's a testimony of my wife.
Amen.
That's a testimony of my
wife.
And praise the Lord for a godly woman like Cheryl who came in and prayed and stood in the gap because we need people who come with the word.
Yes.
We need people to come with the word and say, I'm standing with you. Because
yes.
The word is not going to back down. I'm not going to back down. So guess what? The Holy Spirit's inside you. We're not going to... Three, we're good.
Amen.
We're good.
Amen.
You bring the army of demons, sickness, disease, we're going to take you down.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's move on.
Hallelujah.
False confession. I'm going to go quickly. False confession, next one. I'm getting the sniffles. I think I'm catching a cold. Why in the world would you say that? My back is aching. I'm getting old. There was a guy who told me he had... he was 56 or... late 50s. He had a knee walking like that. And it's like, I'm walking with him. He's one of the maintenance workers. Enoch, when you get old, we'll come across this too. I said, no, I'm not.
Amen.
I'm going to be jogging, running around at your age.
Hallelujah.
Wait till you get my age. No, no, no. You're welcome to that. Not me.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, if it is your will, heal me. Read the Bible. It's his will.
Amen.
False confessions. Thank you, Jesus, for this sickness, for teaching me. No. Come on. False confessions. We've got to take these things off. Take this language off, this mind off. Next. Not asking the right way. Not partnering with the Holy Spirit. Remember when God swore to heal me? I said, what is your word? I want to partner with you. Because what you're thinking, I want to think. I want to release it into my body.
Amen.
Right? John 14, 11 to 14. Just believe that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done. And even greater works because I'm going to be with the Father. You can ask anything in my name. I will do it. So the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me in anything. My goodness, how many times should you say, ask me? Yes, absolutely, surely, ask. And I will do it. So you ask the Holy Spirit, so what am I supposed to do here? How are we partnering? Because Jesus didn't do the same thing. We sometimes follow the same mold. Hey, he did it that way for them, so I'm going to do it. No, it doesn't work like that. You got to ask the Holy Spirit. There's a partnership. Jesus once took mud, you know, spit mud and put it in somebody's eyes. And then he said, go wash. In another instance, Bartimaeus, hands. Jesus do that. He was partnering. He didn't do anything on his own. He partnered with the Holy Spirit. We can't follow forms. We have to partner with him. Right? Right?
Yes.
Why sometimes Jesus is touched, bloop, leprosy healed. But in Elijah, go yourself 7 times in the Jordan River. Doesn't make sense. He got upset. And his servant said, if the man of God says you do something, you do that. Go ahead. He got his healing. Go and be restored, be clean. So the point I'm making with that is ask the Lord. Okay, Lord, with this symptom, what is your plan? What's your partnership? What are you to me that I can partner with you to see this thing healed? Number 6. So we finished that section, last section. Healing through process and progress. Recognize the difference between the process and progress. What is process? What is progress? Progress is when you get immediate healing. Boom! Supernatural. Hey! I got a new leg. I'm walking around. Process is God saying, I want to develop some patience. You are the healed. Walk with me. Until you see the healing. If you don't see immediate results and progress, pitch your tent. Remember? The wilderness? And the cloud came and settled. They said, he ain't moving anywhere. Pitch your tent.
Amen.
Sometimes they stayed there for 2 days. Sometimes they stayed for 2 months. And then when the cloud rose, it's like, whoa, he's moving. He's moving. We ain't going to stay behind. We're going to move with him. Pitch your tent where he's pitching tent. If you don't see immediate results and progress, pitch your tent. The Lord wants you to wait. Sometimes we inherit the promises of God immediately.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.